Miracles are the divine expression of the principle of law. Miracles are the divine expression of law of principle. How can miracles be the divine expression of law or principle? Well, basically, miracles are whatever they are. They are the surprising things of life. They are the wonderful things of life. They're the things of life that go on and on and on and are always there for each one of us on everything that we do. What might you consider a miracle? Well, a miracle is like the human body. Certainly the human body is considered to be a miracle by we who are the possessors of human bodies, and we live in human bodies, and we enjoy human bodies. And what happens when we are in a human body? When we are in a human body, we are in a body that has all of the joy and all of the peace and all of the wonder and all of the magic that we are. We're in a body that says it's happy. We're in a body that says it's peaceful. We're in a body that says all is in divine order. A miracle is when we open our eyes and we see the world. How can we see with such magic eyes? How can we see with eyes that have such vision, that can tell us distance and near, that can tell us what it is that we're looking at? It's truly a miracle. It's a miracle how the eyes work. And when we close our eyes, we close the lid across our eyes, then we see from an inner view. We see from an inner light. It's all part of the divine. It's all part of the principle, the law that governs how all things work. And it always works. Now, we say sometimes about our eyes that they get tired, or our eyes are weak, or they're not strong, or they're not perfect. And so they are. But the principle says, if you want perfect eyes, speak perfect eyes. If you want perfect hearing, listen perfectly with your tuned-in ears. If you want anything that is divine, and all things are divine, and all things are a miracle, if you want them, think about them as they are. For when you don't think about your miracles, when you don't think about life and all that it is, when you don't think about how things go on, then things oftentimes don't go on. When a person becomes blind, he loses his sight, he loses his vision, he loses the ability to see. And that doesn't mean that all of his physical, human aspects are shut off. It merely means that one of them is. Can it be turned on again? It certainly can. It's the principle. It's the law. Now, all we have to do is understand that principle, understand that law. And then, as we understand it, then we can utilize it and we can have it work on our behalf for whatever desire we have in our heart. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is at all. But the human body is just one expression of the divine miracle, the divine law, the divine principle. Scientists know principle, and they live by principle. And because they live by principle, they can experience all the things that go on in the world about them. And scientists look at the solar system, and they don't understand it. They don't see what holds it up there. They don't see what causes it to be. They don't see what rotation of the planets and the solar systems, what causes them to move in just the way that they do. They don't know that. But the scientists look at the solar system. The scientists look at the solar system and they seek to understand it, because they say it is something they can know. It is principle or law, and it can be understood, it can be utilized, it can be fulfilled. These things can be known. So they say the solar system can be known, and they're studying it, and they're researching it, and they're learning into it. And only in recent hundreds of years, man has been studying his own body. And he's learning that there are principles that govern the body. And the principles all depend upon one thing alone, the mind. How do we use our mind? How do we activate our mind? How do we live with our mind? How do we talk to our mind and tell our mind what things are important for us to do and to have and to be? How do we do that? Well, we're learning about it. But when we shout, come, people come. When we shout, stop, people stop. When we shout anything or even think anything, because before we can shout, we have to think. And as we learn to think, as we learn to utilize the principle, utilize the law and principle are one in utilization of our mind. And the more we learn about our mind, the more we learn about how the mind works and how the mind functions and does its wonderful duties, the more we easily use it. When you learn the principles of mathematics, little by little, mathematics becomes simple to you. When you learn the principles of music, then pretty soon you are the master of the music. When you learn the principles of life itself, you become the master of life itself. You begin to know that every thought you think, every idea in your mind, every idea that comes across your consciousness is from you and is the allness and is the goodness, the greatness, the wonderful quality of everything that exists. Now, how are you going to live a life fulfilled, beautifully fulfilled, representing all that is and all that ever can be? Well, we're going to do it by working the miracles. We're going to know the divine. We're going to know the law, the principle. We're going to know how it functions. So simple, we smile and the world smiles back at us. We have a friendly gesture, the world gives a friendly gesture back to us. We have a peaceful touch, and the world is in peace with us. We have emotions, we have sensitivity, we have the awareness. These are all keystones of principle. These are all keystones of how the law functions. And we want to learn how the law functions and how the principles work and how we can work them. Because these are the miracles of the divine within us, of how it works. Once we know the principle, we can handle it. We drive our car by getting in our car and making it go. The principle of driving our car is very simple. The activity of driving the car is very simple. All these things are easy, simple laws, simple principles, and we can do it. Yet here we have this tremendously heavy piece of metal that takes us where we want to go. And we learned how to put wings on a car to make it fly. We had to cut out a lot of the car's activities, but we have some of these big jumbo jets that carry tanks and carry men and carry the world all around. Fantastic. Yes, learning principle, learning the law, is learning our mind. And we say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is always the answer. I know that I know that I know all that is me. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Miracles are the divine expression of principle or law. And I use it every moment of my life knowingly, lovingly, wonderfully, and it is so. Know that I love me, and I think I'm wonderful, and I love you, and I think you're wonderful. Let's work together with the principle, with the law today, and watch the miracles knowledgeably, knowingly, being conducted, being effected in our life now. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.